Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you guys are here tonight. And we're going to be talking about, for the next three Tuesdays, we're going to talk about different angels that help us with different things in our life. Okay? So if somebody can't hear me, please text me or call me and say, hey, Tree, speak up, or you're blocking out or whatever, because you know how it goes here on the studio, at the studio. So I got this idea from a friend of mine, and I'm super excited about it. He says, Tori, everybody wants to know about angels and what angels help you with what. So I'm going to try to make it a little different than what you normally hear. And I'm also going to give you a meditation, a message for you if they have one, a general message. And if we have time, I'll take personal messages, but we'll see. And I'm glad to see some of you guys on tonight. And oh, my goodness, I see you, Corrine. It's all good. Corrine and I go back a long way, and she's a good friend of mine, and I'll share this about becoming more psychic. I think a lot of us are doing that these days. We'll do that on another show, how angels can help you develop that, because it brings prosperity to your life when you can develop an ability to really see and connect with them and hear them. And so yesterday I was talking to her. She says, yeah, I sometimes come and go with my psychic ability, and I take a break from it, then I come back. I said, oh, great. And you guys, I hope you appreciate the humor with this. I told her, I said, that's good. I said, so you're all out there all alone by yourself saying, I'm not working on my psychic ability. I'm a victim now. I don't have to look at the why I am going through all these challenges, right, if she was going through them. And she's got a great life and working real hard. So that's what I want to talk about first. Corrine works on her psychic ability, as a lot of us do. I know Joy's out there and really going through some things. But establishing a strong connection is real key. And you go, and you're saying to me, probably, are you asking yourself, why the angels, or I'm praying to them, and they're not hearing me. Well, they do hear you. I promise you, they do. But one of the things that you ask is, okay, before you start, that will help you with prosperity, because I'm going to ask you guys a question. Have you ever been really... survival mode. So, and say, as well as asking for the money, say, why did I choose to go through this? And acknowledge that you chose to go through it. On some level, you did, okay, in a soul agreement, to learn some lesson. Why did I choose this, to go through this? And how can I change it? So if you ask why you're experiencing this and the solution as well, then say, hey, I need this amount of cash to pay for this home, this light bill, this phone bill, this medical bill, whatever it is that you need it for, then you're going to find out the why. Let me explain how that works, okay? And I'm going to start out with Lakshmi, okay? She is really amazing and wonderful. And she's actually, she goes, I help everybody create a bright future. But sometimes she says the bright future comes with really looking at things differently, okay, and finding a different solution. And I agree with you, with her on that, because I know that happened with me in a situation. And so Lakshmi is wonderful. She is the goddess of prosperity. And I'm going to give you the mantra to use and the candle that you can use with her if you choose. But here is a message from her. She's going to ask, she goes, how did you get in the situation? Really ask me that. Ask any of them, the angels, because I'm going to go to a few, and you'll find one that resonates with you that you may have worked with before, or maybe you want to try, or something inside you says, you know what, that's one for me. So, anyway, long story short, I had to come up with money to pay a bill, my rent, being a mom with a daughter, and I was in a situation where I didn't have money. And, in that emergency that happened, I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have the money. And I was just starting to make it a little bit. And so I'm going through a really challenging time. So I said, why? To go back into something else, right? And I had an emergency where I had to use money. And so I got this message from her, and I had done her mantra. I do it 48 times, 24 times. I always said, okay, double times two, so and the mantra that I was using with her was Om Shri Kleen Lakshmi Yah Namaha. Om Shreem Kleen Lakshmi Yah Namaha. And I've said it 48 times. And hold on a second, because somebody just texted me. I want to make sure you guys can hear. So I said it 48 times. Okay, am I breaking up? Okay, well, I'll work on that. I said it 48 times, and Om Shreem Kleen Lakshmi Yah Namaha. And after this show, what I'll do is I'll put it on the Facebook page, Black Angel Coaches. Om Shreem Kleen Lakshmi Yah Namaha. Remember, this sucks. I know you guys have been through things before, and it sucks to go through it. Man, you're by yourself, and you want some money because you may need a new car, you may need your car fixed, or maybe you just want to have a great life, right? And you go, and it's just not working. So, now, I grew up in, and this is years ago this happened, I grew up in a born-again Christian family, and they always thought I was weird because I saw, you know, I was out there, okay, you know, and I didn't believe the norm. And it was really difficult and challenging until I got into high school. It got a bit easier. So I'm out there saying the 48 times, and I'm, you know, I've got the notice on my door. You guys know what I'm talking about. So she says, I get, you know, I said, okay, why am I going through this? And so she says to me, and I could hear her, and I saw her. She says, Therese, go to XYZ Baptist Church. I was like, Baptist Church? I go, those are a bunch of Christians there. They don't care about anything but helping them, the other people in the church. So I went. And anyway, long story short, they didn't want to help me. They offered to give me a grocery card, and I had groceries as that money for my rent, and I was going to be evicted, okay? So the next night I was working. I was actually doing some work for, you know, it doesn't really matter, but I was working. Like, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I just kept saying the mantra over and over again, 48 times. I also worked with Archangel Ariel, and we'll talk about her next. And I got this phone call, and this lady said, I heard your story last night when you were telling somebody, and she goes, I'm like, I want to share this. She goes, I want to help you. I want to pay your rent. Well, so she paid my rent. And one of the things I learned at that moment in time, in that priceless, precious moment, was that we all have a right to believe what we want to believe. And how dare I judge her or him or the hers or the him for believing and thinking they were not going to help me, because all it took was one, you know. And so my own philosophy now is, you know, I have a lot of friends of mine that are Christians, Buddhists, whatever, but we all are part of God. And that was the lesson I learned. And that's what I needed to learn, because it's helped me in the work that I do now with Angel Coaches, the work I do on myself. So I'm going to say this again to you guys. When you're going through this desperate situation, you ask, you know, or you're going through this situation where you just want to have a great brand new car, you want to have prosperity to expand your life, or you're in survival mode, because whatever your want or your need is, and by the way, if you're wanting to go on a trip or you're wanting to enjoy your life and you like prosperity, that's okay too. That's cool, okay? So it's not only about getting money for the desperate situation, okay? So anyway, so that was something that I learned that I'm sharing with you. So when you do the Om Shreem Kleen Lakshmi Yah Namaha 48 times, then you say, show me what I'm learning here. Show me what I need to understand. And maybe it's a different way that you need something else to, you know, look for something else. Let me give you an example of that with another story, because I love stories. They really work. And but I'll do that with Archangel Ariel. She's all about manifesting. She's all about, and when you do the Om, back up a little bit, Lakshmi, when you do the Om Shreem Kleen with her, Om Shreem Kleen Lakshmi Yah Namaha 48 times, put a white candle with you. Light the white candle, because that's going to be a sacred time if you can. And if you can't, do it when you're on your way to work, driving to work, or on your way to take the kids to school, or on your way to look at the new car, or on the way to say, how am I going to pay my bill? Do that mantra, but just do it, okay? But if you can, take a white candle, light it, and then put yourself in a meditative state, because when you do that chant, that really does help, okay? So Archangel Ariel, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. She's all about manifesting. She's all about helping wildlife. She likes the ocean. And so how do you work with her? Well, she likes to be outside, okay? And that's where you can really feel her connection the most. you can feel it inside too, because if it's, you're out and it's storming, or you know you can't go outside, it doesn't really matter where it is. Feel her energy, I think, better outside, right? So how do you work with her? And this is one of the things that you do. You say, dear Archangel Ariel, and if you can go by some water, that would be great. If you can't, go by a beautiful place, a park, or you know, maybe outside your house or somewhere where you feel that you're connecting with nature, with her, with that inner, you know, inner part of you. Breathe in a few times, maybe two or three times. Breathe in through your, you know, mouth, on your nose, and release it through your mouth. And you know, so you can, you know, you're willing to listen. And so, and you say, hey, Archangel Ariel, first of all, I always say this, thank whoever you're asking for help, whatever deity, whatever ascended master you're asking for, thank them first. Thank you for helping my situation. Thank you for helping me get my car fixed. Thank you for helping me get this job promotion because it's going to give me a lot more cash flow. Thank you for doing, you know, thank you for helping me with my spiritual work and bringing cash in for it. And she goes, I'm going to help you manifest. One of the messages that you remember that you want to ask her is, why am I going through this? What's the purpose? What is it here to do? And why do I need to experience this? I have a client who's a friend now. And one of the things that she needed to do, she goes, I started asking for Archangel Ariel. And she said, I realized, you know, that I needed to contribute in some way or fashion, you know, to helping. She's into farming, she's into growing things, and you know, had bought a farm with horses and gardens and all this. She says, I needed to give back. And she said, because I was really struggling, things weren't working out. And she goes, and I was falling on my face. You guys ever felt like that, falling on your face, right? I wrote the book on that, or at least book 20, you know, some of us before have written it. And she said, so I asked her for help to bring a lot of prosperity to my farm. And I needed to go back and give back. And because when you're asking for great things or you're asking for something, you say to the universe, and she taught me this great story. I knew I needed to give back, and I knew I needed to have a way where, because I wanted great prosperity, I was going to give great prosperity back. And so she said, I decided to hire young workers and help in kids from local high schools that were high-risk children. And I don't know how she did it, but she did it. And she goes, I started an organization for them, and I only put $20 in there. She goes, where they could have money to go to school. And this is in the Deep South. And so there's an organization now that gives money back to kids to go to school. When they get a certain age, I think it's 11th or 12th grade, I don't remember, maybe it's 10th, maybe it's high school. But anyway, that's what she set up. So remember, why am I going through this? What do I need to learn? And then one of the things, if you're asking for something, what are you willing to give back, okay? And you know, if you want a great big farm to give you a lot of prosperity, or a great big car dealership so you can have cars to drive every day, I don't know, you know. You want your spiritual work to go out there, what kind of organization are you going to set up? Doesn't mean you set it up now, okay? Or instead of giving money, maybe you give time now. That's a couple things there. So Archangel Ariel, you go out and you say, Archangel Ariel, thank you for giving me prosperity. Thank you for giving me this certain amount of cash. Thank you for giving me the horses, whatever it is. And here's what I'm going to do. I make a promise to you, Universe Archangel Ariel, that I'm going to give back this way. And that's what she did. And by the way, guys, if you don't have money right now, give time. And so she didn't have money, but she gave time, and she brought those high-risk kids and, you know, worked with the schools there, and where they could come in and work with the horses and help her clean the stalls and grow the gardens and all that kind of stuff. And then she set a fund up for kids, so kids could go to school, and, you know, other businesses now are a part of that. So that's something that's real key there, too, as well. I hope that makes sense to you guys. So I'm going to give you a couple. You have Archangel Ariel, Lakshmi, and then you have Sedna. She is a ascended master. And what does ascended masters mean? Ascended masters are people like Buddha, Jesus, who have lived on the planet and achieved great, let their ego totally go or never had it in the first place, and came here to show us how to be, how to live with God always and be a part of God and never doubt anything and live totally like that, like Jesus, right? You know, I mean, can you imagine some of the things he went through? If you believe in Jesus, and I do, or Buddha, you know what I mean? Gave up everything, just lived on total faith, and his needs were met, and he lived a great life, right? He gave up everything. So you don't have to give up everything, but it means that these ascended masters did that, and they achieved, some people call it sainthood, some people call it the highest that they can go, or whatever you feel. But Sedna, she is a little bit like Archangel Ariel. She really works with bodies of water. The sea life, as Archangel Ariel does, the sea life too, as well as wild animals. But Sedna primarily works with, outside with the oceans and the waters. And she says, you can ask for my help to help you create or manifest prosperity, okay? Whether it's cash, whether, you know, whatever it is, emergency money, whatever you need to manifest, she will help you. And she said, all you need to do is ask, and I will help you infinitely. That's her message to you guys. So what does that look like? when you talk to her, you can go outside. As I said, she prefers it. When I was working with her, I worked with her before, and tonight I was out by the ocean at dusk, sunrise, sundown. I feel it's the best time to work with her. Maybe somebody else has a different thought about that. And just say, dear Sedna, thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me. And thank you for taking care of my doubts. And that's something that she told me today. Thank you for taking care of my doubts, because I have them. And I know that I'm just going to release them. And this is what I need. This is what I'd like to create. And explain it to her. Maybe you need money for your spiritual work. Maybe you need money for, you know, a vacation. Maybe you need money for your children's school or your children's college run, whatever it is. Or maybe you need money to take your girl out or your guy out. Or maybe you need money or like to have money for buying a house. There is no wrong way. People don't come first that have I need money to live. I need to buy groceries, because they can be everywhere with everybody. You understand? And when you're feeling that you'd like to create something and you come from a place of desire, and that's hard to do, right? Can you imagine asking for a Lamborghini and you're driving a Volkswagen? I love Volkswagen, but a Lamborghini or a Tesla would be great, right? So, you have to say, show me how to come from desire, and too as well. And when you're creating something with material possessions, a lot of times that's a heck of a lot easier, okay, to create from desire. So all you need to do is say, thank you, Sedna, for coming and showing me how to get this done. And thank you for, creating the cash, the money, the whatever you need. And she goes, I will help you. She goes, I will also help you chase your passion, and your money and opportunity will chase you. Okay? So you guys have heard me say that before. That was not from me. That was from her when I had done a lot of meditation with her. So that's something you remember. She will help you chase your passion. And when you're chasing your passion, money and opportunity will chase you. And that's hard to do when you're saying, oh, my God, I'm going to be evicted tomorrow, or I'm going to, my phone's going to be shut off tomorrow. So, anyway, I don't know if somebody just emailed me and you can't hear me. I'm going to check again. So hold on. Okay, you guys. Hold on 1 second. Okay, that's a good question. Somebody asked me, there's so many. How do I know which one to choose? You're going to have to go through them and which one resonates with you. Okay, you mean, and that's a great question. I appreciate that. So, and I know they appreciate that. I have a friend of mine. I think she's on the phone tonight. She uses them all. And I called her one night, it's 2 years ago. Joy, you remember this. She says, I've invoked all of them for everything. And I was like, that must have taken her a few hours, or a few days, I don't know. But you can use them all, or you can ask for one of them to come to you in a dream or have a feeling about one of them. That's a great way to do, you know what I mean? So whichever one appeals to you, you can ask. So does somebody, I hope that helps you, okay? So there's another question. That's a good one. this person says they're all women. Is there any men that help you? Well, the gender is not really like it is to us. You know, we just see them. I see some people see them as higher energy. Some people as, you know, as beautiful lights, light beings. Some people don't see them as, you know, which gender, male or female. So it depends. I mean, it all works, okay? So enjoy. I know you asked a question or you have a comment, so I'm going to call on you now. All right? And so if anybody has comments or questions, now I'm going to take them. I hope, and then I'm going to give you one more Ascended Master that you can use. I hope it's not too many. And I'll put them on my Facebook right after this show tonight. And so you guys can ask me, you know, and give you how to call them and ask for their help. If that, you know, so go to Facebook.com and / Angel Coaches and do that, you can find out how to connect with them. Okay, Joy just sent me an email. Okay, Joy, hold on 1 second. Okay, what's your question? What's your question, Ms. Joy? Joy, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, what's your question? Oh, your comment. I'd love to know the comment.
I didn't have a question. I was just saying I'm going to invoke all the assistant and masters again.
Yeah. Say that again. What did you say? Say that again. That's funny, but I want everybody to hear. What did you say?
I'm going to go through my book and invoke all those ascended masters again.
Yeah, I remember that. You did that back in 2005. You and I have known each other for a few years. And how long did it take you to go to invoke them, to call on them, and to work with them? How long?
I did some of that at work, too. So,
That's cool.
I have plenty of time to read sometimes. God, I don't know. I'll let you know next time I do it. I mean, it took a while. It's a pretty thick book, so it took a while. I don't know if I necessarily have a question. I mean, you know, like...
Thank you, though. I appreciate that comment you made.
You know, part of the problem is, you know, finding your passion, and then once you do, you start chasing it. It's like... hoping that the prosperity follows quickly, I guess, you know, especially when you're in a situation where you need money, you got to pay the rent and stuff like that, and it's just, you know, the Lord calls you to serve your purpose, and you start doing it, and it's like, okay, so I'm out there doing all this stuff, and like, okay, so where am I supposed to go? And I'm like, you know, I've been asking the angels, like, what exactly do you want me to do? I'm here. I've got my eyes open. I'm just going different places, and like, give me a direction to go in, that sort of thing.
That's hard. Can I give you something? I have a message for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a message for you. You have a lot of inner wisdom, okay? And your soul knows this. Your soul knows how to get customers, clients, and I'm going to use that word, are people that you can really help with all the teaching and all the knowledge that you've gained over the years. So one of the things that you did, that you've done is that you came in and you said to me, and asked me a couple questions over the past 24, 48 hours, right? So I've been thinking about it. I go, this and this, because this has worked for me, you know what I mean? And though it seems hard, I think it does seem hard. A lot of times we can only dream, to get to, I'm going to use this as an example. Bill Gates is the world's wealthiest man. If you start out like that, he grew. So a lot of things that you're going through right now, you're growing. And one of the messages I got, and this really inspired me to do this show tonight on prosperity, and Vincent was another guy that told me, he said, do this show, you need to do something on angels and what they do and how they can help us. But a message for you is, help that wisdom. Thank you for showing me the wisdom of my soul. Thank you for expanding my mind, not your brain, because you have a great brain. Okay, your mind is the one that connects you to God, I think. that's one of my own daughters, or maybe you see it differently. Thank you for expanding my brain and my awareness so that I'm able to really connect and receive the information. And it's so hard to receive the information when you're afraid. I'm going to tell you that it is. Or when you're angry that he or she is not in your life. Or when you're angry that you don't have the money that you're looking for. Or when you're angry or fearful that you've lost the money or you've lost the opportunity. So just say, hey, expand my awareness. So, you know, like Buddha did, or Jesus did. Or, you know, I've seen you do before. You know what I mean? And that's something that I say not only to you, to myself, to everybody listening on your show, you know, because it's hard. And then yet when we practice, it becomes easier, you know. So I hope that helps you a little bit. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so yes. If you want to do, we'll do a meditation tomorrow morning with Archangel, all of them, okay? So anyway. we'll just have a spiritual revival down here, as my grandpa used to say, with the prosperity and angels and ascended masters. How cool is that? And I do work with Dana. She's an ascended master. And her message to you guys who are listening in is to trust the wisdom of your soul. And because your soul knows how to access this information. And she's one that not only helps you bring prosperity, and she likes outside too. I got to tell you guys, this one is a warrior. She's a high priestess. She's an Aretha Franklin, but is a strong woman. I think Aretha Franklin is a high priestess of soul. This is a high priestess of spiritual knowledge, and she'll help you access the knowledge to create the prosperity that you're looking for, and help bring it to you. She says, you can work with me inside or outside, because I just got that now. And she goes, I like the chakra colors. So if you want to light all the candles of the chakra, and you're like, three, what's the chakra? I mean, what is the chakra colors? It's white for the top chakra. What's the one in the third eye? Well, how do you, what color is that one actually? Because I see it always as purple or lavender. What do you see it as? Do you see it as lavender or purple, the third eye? Thinking about that one.
Sometimes it's purple, sometimes it's green.
Okay, well, there you go. Purple or sometimes green. And then the third chakra is the communication. And she goes, light the chakra candles. You don't have to light them all, you guys. You'll be searching forever, some of them, I think. But the communication one is blue. I see it as royal blue. And she helps you. She likes all the chakra colors because they're you get a lot of wisdom. You know, with your chakras, they have a lot of answers there. And then you have the heart chakra, which I see as pink myself. Some people see it as green. What do you see it? What color do you see it as?
Mine always comes to as pink, but I've heard other people use green, but it's whatever resonates with you.
Yeah. Hold on. Somebody just texted me something. Oh, that's good. They said, I see my husband is black. I was like, that's a bit harsh. It's all good. I love that. There's always one comedian in the group, okay? Anyway, so my son is seeing this thing. The wife here sees it as black on the husband. Anyway, that's cute. The third chakra, which is your power chakra, that one, I'm going down, and that one I see is yellow. It's like 2 inches above, below your rib, like around your rib cage area, and that's yellow. And that's the power one. I'm telling you something, when you get hold of that one and you really work with it, that is the one that really has helped me run. So that one right there is super, super strong. Because when it's working right and when you work with that power chakra, you bring it into your heart and you bring it into your throat and you bring it up to the spiritual chakra, there's some amazing stuff that happens. Can you imagine bringing that third chakra up to your heart chakra, and that's your ability to love with a lot of power, because true power comes from love. That's what I feel. And that's what she's saying, Diana, Dana. And then you've got the second chakra, which is 2 inches below your navel, and that's the orange. And that's your creativity. And I know, Joy, you use that a lot for your spiritual work. You know, I use it a lot for my spiritual work. I use it a lot for writing. And then, of course, you have the root chakra, which is your survival chakra, fight or flight right there. It's always better to stay, you know, work on that chakra because it wants to, it's a physical chakra that wants to keep you bound sometimes. And that's okay until you choose something different and live with the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra that connects you to all that is. So she helps you with that. As I said, she says, inside or outside, doesn't matter to me. Work with the chakras. And she goes, I have a lot of spiritual knowledge that I want to give you, you know, that you already know, but remind you of. And she goes, say thank you if you don't mind. Thank you for helping because I already know what you're asking for. And remember, she goes, remember, ask for information while you're going through this. You know, mine was a pretty basic thing. I needed to learn to realize everyone has a way to believe, and it's okay. Because the same thing I was getting upset at the point of being Christian for from when I was a small child, was the same thing that I was doing when I got older. And when I really recognized that, I was able to feel it, move on, and accept people for who they are and what they are, and the differences and the same things that we have in common. So that's super important. Anyway, I think I covered a lot of ascended masters, and Joy and I are going to be doing them tomorrow morning. Anybody that's in South Florida is welcome to come. And we'll call them. That'd be fun. And also very productive. So if you guys and you want to do that, that would be great. We have a new moon coming. Not a new moon. Full moon coming up. And the full moon is always a good time to make things happen. I use that. I mean, it's your intention that makes things happen. Just the full moon is like the Tesla of gas pedals. How about that? And anyway, so those are a couple things there. I hope this has helped you. I will put all these ascended masters, the ones that I spoke about tonight, on the Angel Coaches Facebook page. I'm asking you, if you've never done it, and you will do it, please like our page and let us know what you think. And we have our next show Thursday night, which I'm super, super excited about. Ernie Chu is going to be on there. He is a prosperity coach, and I haven't had him on for an hour. And almost a year or so, since you can. But he's going to be on. He's got some new methods that he's using to create prosperity, and he's going to share it with us, so you guys don't want to miss it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So he's going to be on Thursday night at 8 p.m., and I'm excited to have him. And if you can't make the show Thursday night, then we'll have you can always find it on Facebook and listen to it afterwards, because I want to make sure that we're on iTunes. You can listen to it 24/7. 365 days a year. So I had someone call me the other day from a different country, and she says, Tori, I understand you speak so fast. And she goes, I had to listen to your show 3 or 4 times. I was looking at the downloads. I was like, they only have like 700 or 800 downloads. I was like, you know, so I was like, she goes, she's done a lot of them. I was like, oh, man. You know, so here we got some good folks out there and some great listeners, and I appreciate each and every one of you. So our next show is Thursday night, 8 p.m., Joy and I are going to be doing connecting with and calling on the ascended masters and angels to help us with prosperity. Joy, we'll just work, use the ones for prosperity. Okay, because I want to be done. I got a lot to do.
Yeah, call me.
There you go. And then we have our show on Sunday. It's all about relationships, and it's all about the law of attraction. And it's based on Daya and I's book. I mean, there's a law that says he's attracted to me. So you don't want to miss that one. We've got new angel coaches coming, and Marquise and Bill have probably been driving them crazy, wanting things done, and working out the glitches and having fun with it. So we're going to launch that in August. My mom's birthday is in August, and she died when we never died. She transferred out of here back in 2004. So I always do something in memory of her. And last year I ran my second or third 5K, and so this year I'm going to do something different. You know, I thought it would be cool to launch on her birthday. So we'll hopefully that will work out. And we have a mind-body-spirit connection on Thursday night. So usually it's Transformation Thursday. We have people that are doing an athletics or somebody that's working on the spiritual realm or somebody that's reached down and really transformed their life. Or we have others that show us how to transform our lives. So you guys, we'll see you Thursday night. Have a great now. I will post all this on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Like us on Facebook. Follow our show, Angel Coaches, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, because when you follow our show, they recommend a lot of new things and do things for you, and a lot of this talk rules that. Anyway, take care, everybody, and much love to everyone. Bye-bye.